Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined today by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
Hello, my friend.
Yo.
Welcome.
Lot going on. Oh, yeah. Lot going on.
Moving parts.
We got a good episode. We got a little topic, something that's not intuitive.
Yeah.
How your marketing, your hooks, what you say in market affects your long-term retention of clientele. And it is kind of funny because we went down this path years ago, mm-hmm. We realized what we were saying in our ads, that attracted a certain type of person, an avatar, if you will, a demographic. And then those people ended up not staying around because of what they came in for.
Correct.
And, you know, on paper, it makes total sense. But when you're in the mix, when you've been pitched by an agency to run a play that is working now, like the quote unquote, yep. This is what's working now, the silver bullet. And then you find yourself no better off 6, 8, 10 months down the road than you were prior, but yet you had a ton of people come in, leads and clients and all kinds of stuff. And there's a reason for that.
Sure.
And there's a reason why we go the exact opposite of that. And why we have clients that are here for 8, 10, 12, 15 years because of who they are and correct. The type of person. We've got a great episode called The Lifestyle Client somewhere in the past. And if you guys want to go look that up, maybe go to YouTube, mm-hmm. type in Lifestyle Client ProFit, Built to Grow podcast. It'll probably pull it up. But what we're talking about here is kind of relevant because we had a call not that long ago with a client, and we're trying to troubleshoot the retention. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's asking us what our retention rates are. And, you know, we're looking at our service offerings, but, you know, the price point, we're both in similar, economic demographics of two different states. This way, you know, Scottsdale, Arizona, somewhere in California, but he was having no retention. Everybody's leaving. They come in, they go. It's like a revolving door.
Yeah.
Started getting into a little bit of what, you know, what are you running? And it was exactly what we thought. It mm-hmm. was challenge type ads, 6-week time frames, free up front, get skinny quick style hooks.
And I'd say that was probably that's like the leading factor. It's not even necessarily the challenge or the free. I mean, which carry weight, but in this specific situation, it was like the result is the goal, the yeah. short term solution, right? Like if you think about what somebody's looking for, if you're attracting people that are looking for that quick fix, mm-hmm. and that's where like everything that went into his advertising marketing was speaking to that, right?
And if we're being honest, like that. On a typical product or service that provides that solution as a one-time purchase is an amazing copy.
Correct. Yeah.
Headline.
It'll absolutely sell today's solution for somebody who's looking for something quick, for sure.
Especially for somebody that's selling like a thermogenic weight loss supplement or Ozempic.
Oh, yep.
or some short-term solution. Does that works because that's what people want. I mean, if we're looking at the dramatic, like how many more people want a quick solution than a hard drawn out solution?
Every one of them.
It's like 99% of the people that want the solution wants it quick and easy. I want to click a button and I want it done. So of course it's going to attract a lot more people than the people that want to do it the right way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So the weight loss, the 20 pounds, the 15 pounds, the body fat percentage, the the quantifiable result people.
Yes.
I want to get skinny by the wedding. I want to get lose body fat or lose 20 pounds by the family reunion. I want to get in bikini shape. I want to be ready for pool season or beach season, right? That's the type of ads that we're driving in people that want to get a result. Now let's say maybe you're great at what you do, Jim, and you get the result for the person. Well, what are the things that are going to happen? Number one, they're either going to get the result and say thank you, shake your hand,
yep,
and leave and quit.
You solve the pain point for them.
Solve the problem. Or they don't follow your meal plan. They barely show up. And when they do, they don't give you a bunch of great effort and their diet sucks. And, you know, they don't get the result and they leave.
Damned upset. If you do, damned if you don't.
So like everything's wrapped around a specific result around this client's body. You know what I mean? Like fat loss, weight loss, pounds, whatever, inches. And like you said, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you do get them great results, they leave because thank you.
Yep.
You did your job. Maybe they leave you a 5-star review.
Sure.
And then the ones that don't follow your plan and don't get the results, they quit too because you didn't get the results. Your program doesn't work. And everything is hinging and teetering on your result. Now, gym owners that are younger are going to fall into this trap because, like, isn't that what people want? Well, that's what they say they want.
Correct.
That's what they say they want. And on paper, it makes a ton of sense.
Well, and it comes back to what is your promise to your consumer? What's your brand promise, right? Are you a fat loss, weight loss, short-term solution?
Transformation
center. Or are you a, facility that's focused on longevity, injury prevention, the results that a lifestyle client would be looking for, even if they're not aware of them, if that makes sense.
Well, that's where the problem lies. The problem lies in what your promise is. And if you're the transformation, you're going to get a ton of people in the front. You're going to have a ton of people leaving and it's going to be a revolving door for everything that we just said, right? I mean, it just comes down to it. Now, you're going to get some handful of people that stick around for the long term because you know what? They enjoy it. It's kind of fit into their lifestyle. They've become a lifestyle client. Maybe they came in on the weight loss play and they actually feel really good and they actually give you credit for that because that's the other thing.
Sure.
They don't give you a lot of credit even if we get the results. And I'll tell you how I know this because every single gym owner's had this one client happen to them. John comes in, he's 88 pounds overweight. He's got high blood pressure. His dad had a heart attack. His kids look at him like a fat slob because he just sits on the couch all day and he feels miserable. He's trying, he's working hard, but he doesn't have the discipline to get up and get it done and eat right. And he just comes in. He's like, I've had enough. I come in, I need help. Finally. Right.
Yeah.
And his family's very supportive. They love that he's going in because he's going to like change his life. And John becomes a great client of yours because he's actually seeing results quick because when you're that obese, I mean, just stop drinking soda. You're going to lose 28 pounds, but that's not the thing. He actually enjoys working out and he's coming in and he's staying healthy and he's doing everything right. And over the next year, he loses 88 pounds. You saved John's life. His family's happy. His kids are so ecstatic because he's wanting to go outside and play with him. And then John quits. He sends you a cancellation notice. You're like, what are you, John? We've just helped you lose 88 pounds. We saved your life. Thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm going to do this on my own.
Yeah.
How many of you gym owners have that client? Because we've had it multiple times. You've had it. I know all of our Iron Circle members have it because we talk about this. The better you are at your job, i.e. getting results for your clients, the quicker they leave.
The more susceptible you are to that, for sure.
You've got them to the goal that they signed up for. And obviously, they're not the type of person that likes to work out to begin with, or else they wouldn't have gotten into that position. And here they are. You got them in great shape, and they've left. And you scratch your head. What did I do wrong? You didn't do anything wrong. In fact, you did a great job. You did everything you were hired for, but that was what you were hired for. You were hired to get the weight off and you did your job. The job's over.
Yep, exactly.
And gym owners are essentially lifestyle clients. Like we just lift because that's part of our routine. And you can't understand it because like, what do you mean? You're going to go back and you're going to fall in. They do. They gain the weight back. And so like you want to help this person, but really you did your job. So like, can you get upset? No, not really. I mean, you could, you'd be frustrated, but like at the end of the day, like you did what you said you were going to do and that's what he wanted and you paid for it. And
again, it goes back to the promise that you made to him, right?
Yeah.
The goal was to help him get that weight off and that's the box you checked, but you did that to yourself.
It's tough
from that position. It is, right? And
imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, it was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
So maybe the way to solve that would be, you know, up front, we're going to get this weight off you, but we need you to understand this isn't something that you can quit. This is a lifetime achievement award.
Yeah,
that you're going to be going after.
So John, how many years to get there? You think that's going to just reset in a matter of a year?
And look, guys, everybody's had that client and you're like, oh, now I get it. But that's the truth. Like, look, what a great business, right? Yeah. You do everything great and you lose a client. So,
well, I think ultimately too, I think the reason gym owners gravitate that way, I don't think gym owners intentionally find themselves in that position, right? Where unless you're like, you know, unless you've really planted your flag at, you're a transformation center. I think a lot of it comes from the fact that, you know, we don't know how to attract a client to our business. We don't know how to speak to a lifestyle client and get them in the gym. So when you get hit with so when you're in that position, your revenue is not where it needs to be. You're probably coming out of pocket every month covering basic operating expenses because of the lack of revenue. You're in a position of almost desperation, which means you're seeking your own solutions to grow the business, right? That's when the marketing agency comes along and goes, hey, I can get you 300 paid trials this month or whatever the hook that they're positioning in front of you. And that sounds real nice, much like it sounded nice for John to lose, you know, 30 pounds in 30 days. It's a short-term solution for a long-term problem. The problem of you needing to acquire clients is not today's problem. It's the rest of the time that you own the business's problem.
It's a lifetime.
And so it's so congruent with the offering that we're presenting in that situation to the client. You yourself as the gym owner are also seeking short-term solutions for something that's not going to provide you with a long-term result. And so don't become susceptible to the flash in the pan style offer, the grandiose dream of 500 new clients, you know, in the next 30 days, 60 days, whatever it may be, because it's unrealistic. It's not how businesses grow and retain members. And so when you kind of strip that away and you position yourself into, when you start looking for true solutions to the problem, like being able to create consistent lead generation to where every single month, maybe you're getting 10, 15 new members, but those people are the type of members that are going to stay a hell of a lot longer. It's not the 30, 60, 90 days, 120 day transformation. These are people that are lifestyle clients. So now every month that you're putting that marketing back into the marketplace, you're building upon what you've created the month before. that's there from the 6 months before and the year before in your situation, 15 years, people are still walking through these doors, mm-hmm. paying for the next result. When you build upon that, now it changes everything. And that's a benefit that we talk about all the time with monthly recurring revenue, annual memberships, being able to build that reserve of clientele, that client base past the 30, 60, 90, 120 days. If your marketing is only speaking to that short-term result, you can only hold those clients accountable for as long as you've promised to them.
Yep. And that's the tough part. And so like we go back to the type of client that we attract with the style of product that we sell as well. There's two totally different people because we used to run both simultaneously in our gym. We would run marketing for our large group training, boot camp style metabolic conditioning program. And then we would also run ads for our semi-private personal training program. And the ads were different, but the people were different. The people that would be attracted to different style ads were different human beings. And when it all shook out, when you put them through the sieve and they all, all the people that are going to stay and leave, was real clear. The clients that come in for large group training, the retention on them is very, very low. In fact, our retention in months was 9.8 months. This was a decade long study we did. If you want to go back to really like, hey, was it just like 1 month? No, we took 10 years of data at our 10-year-ish anniversary. And we took the clients that we just looked at everybody. We said, how long are our clients staying? What's the relationship with what service they're doing with the retention that they're staying? And it was 9.8 months for large group training, 36.2 months for semi-private personal training. And you look at it and like, well, that's a pretty easy decision to say, we don't need to do large group anymore. We need to focus on semi-private training and not just the semi-private training that everybody says they do. It's the scalable semi-private training that we coach to that makes the difference.
Yeah.
And so think about it though. Like the service you're offering in metabolic conditioning, that's fat loss. That's mm-hmm. weight loss. That's a specific number typically goal. Whereas a semi-private personal training is a customized program. It's long-term strength, long-term lean mass and fat loss. But if anything, they're trying to get stronger.
Yeah.
And that's a never ending achievement, right? Like that goal, that line, goalpost moves every single yeah. month. So if we're saying to clients that do semi-private want to get stronger, I'll take that all day. That's a lifetime. I'm still trying commitment. To get stronger.
Hell yeah.
I started lifting when I was 13 years old. And except for COVID, I'd never taken more than 2 weeks off my entire life since 13. And I'm still trying to get stronger. Like everybody has the right to be strong. That I love that quote.
Yeah,
I don't know who said that. I feel like John F. Kennedy or something when he was doing that like physical, whatever for the American, like mm-hmm. physical awareness. Anyways, think about it. Everybody has a right to be strong. Even my daughter has the right to be strong. You have the right to be strong. My dad and mom have the right to be strong. You get the right to be strong. There's nothing wrong with being strong.
Yeah.
Strong is the new skinny.
There you go.
It's a great, run that ad.
There you go.
So listen guys, if you're having retention problems, you might want to look at your marketing, your hooks, who are we trying to attract? But even deeper than that, it's your service. It's your service. Switch to semi. That is the way. When I say this is the way, like with the Mandalorian,
mm-hmm.
this is the way. We believe in this so much that 100% of our clients that follow the way get amazing results.
Yep.
Better than they've ever done before. Best numbers in their lifetime of their career, of their business is because they follow the way.
And you might not believe it as a gym owner, but again, look at the commonalities to your clients in your business. When your expectation is to deliver them a result and they do 2/3 of what you recommend, they get 2/3 the result at best, right? If your client comes in and they follow the plan to a T
that you lay out,
they get the result that you promised that they want, that they're looking for. But it's not toe in the water. It's not half-assing it. It's not trusting the client that thinks that they have they know their nutrition and that's dialed in and just treat my workout. No, you have to go all in with those clients. And it's the same thing when it comes to semi-private. Stop toning the water. Stop throwing it on your pricing sheet and thinking that people are going to move to there because it's something else that you offer. If you're not doing it with intention, hyper intentionality, systems and every single component of delivering that service, you're leaving money on the table and you're just not doing it right. That's the bottom line.
Yep. Link in show notes. Go grab that searchasemiprivate.com URL and let's book a call. But that's the end of the day. That will solve your retention problems. You got a retention problem, switch to semi. Trust me.
Yeah.
All right. So listen, guys, that's it for this episode. This was just kind of a different style because we just had that call. Like you don't really think about the marketing headline as resulting in a lower retention rate, but it's 100% one-to-one.
It absolutely impacts it because at the end of the day, if you're bringing people in with the like a short-term mentality and you're providing a long-term solution, it's all education and convincing that client to become, you're trying to change them as opposed to attracting the person who's already in alignment with the services that you provide.
Right. Yeah. Good point. All right. So that's it for this episode. Hopefully that helps you guys. Tune in to the next episode. That's it. That's it for this show. Until next time, keep chasing love. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode. Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG, that's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.